This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Well, hello there to listeners all over America and throughout the world on the World Wide Web. Sure glad you're joining us to make some common sense here today on this Thanksgiving weekend. Hope you had a pleasant Thanksgiving with you and your family, wherever you happen to be. If you weren't with your family, hope you're able to call them or find some way to remember special times. I know we hear so much about, first it was Black Friday, now it was Black Thursday. I didn't get out on those days to shop. I don't know if you did or not. Wonder how that guy, we talked about that guy last week. I wonder how that guy made out over in Fort Myers, Florida, who camped out for 2 weeks because he wanted to get a good deal on an iPad. Remember I told you about that last week you were listening? He had a three-room tent. He had a 42-inch TV set, and it was all laid out for he watched football games, and he rotated with other friends for 2 weeks so that he and his teammates could be first in the door at a Best Buy over in Fort Myers, Florida. This is like a tailgate party, I remember him saying, when we did a show on it last week. And he was looking for special deals. He was looking for an iPad Air that I think normally costs $499, was getting $100 off. That was worth 2 weeks. He also wanted to get a nice LED TV for $199, 50-incher. That normally went for $799. That's a pretty good deal if you save $500 on a TV. Wonder what your time's worth and what it was like to camp out for two entire weeks, which he did. I think it was kind of a publicity stunt. He enjoyed it. His family said they were a little embarrassed over what the guy did. In any event, I don't know what happened to him. I sure hope he got his special deals because that's a long time to hang around trying to get into a Best Buy over the on Thanksgiving Day. Macy's up in New York City. Now, they were real big-hearted. They said, we're going to let our employees have Thanksgiving off. You don't have to come until 6 o'clock in the evening and then work till midnight. So Macy's was doing a real fond favor there. Walmart, Kmart, they all opened up. Radio Shack opened up. They all opened up on Thanksgiving Day. Hats off to those stores that did not do that. I think Costco, Marshall's, GameStop, TJ Maxx, a number of stores. No. Look, Friday's going to be busy enough. We're going to be open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Let's give our employees Thanksgiving off. And I'm the old school. I think you do that. Hopefully you have some family, but even if you're alone, you've got some time to reflect and do other things that are personal to you rather than hang out in all the stores. But young people are driving it. And if you look into it a little bit, which we did, you find that the internet where you can shop 24 hours a day has given a mindset to millennials, to young people, that there are no barriers in terms of time, that you're on the news 24 hours a day, that you are there to buy on Amazon, eBay, other websites like that 24 hours a day. So what's the big deal of a store opening up on Thanksgiving? They don't recall, you old timers like me recall, that we had blue laws up till maybe 15, 20 years. Stores were closed on Sunday. Nothing was open. Car dealers couldn't open on Sunday. The convenience stores, drug stores, that kind of thing, were open, and gas stations were open. Outside of that, there just wasn't anything else open. Oh, wasn't that terrible? Well, that was a day and time, and I like that day and time, where you went to work at 8 o'clock and got off at 4:30 or 5. There wasn't this 24-hour cycle. Now, I understand that a lot of people work shifts in hospitals, in plants, in a number of professions. They work shifts where they're on at night. all night long. They work Saturdays and Sundays. So therefore, to be responsive to their needs as consumers, stores have to have more flexibility. And I can see why. If you work all week, maybe 6 days a week, you want to go shopping for a car, you ought to be able to do so on a Sunday. I don't like it, but I understand it. It was just so nice in the old days when, you know, there was no stores open. You know what you had to do? You had to sit down over a good meal, and you had to talk. And you had to get to know your kids and your family, and Aunt Jo and Cousin Betty would come on over, and you would find ways to share experiences and tell stories and play some games, whether it's checkers or Monopoly or whatever the game was. But there was interaction. You were dealing with other people. You were talking and finding ways to communicate in a much better way, making you enlarging your ability to communicate and making you a better person, a bigger person, I think, where now, with the whole flow of the internet, you know, you can get deeply engrossed and involved all day long. And I'm guilty of that, having done this radio show and having a website as I do. I often find that time goes by very quickly. I hate to tell you, but I'll often spend 4 and 5 hours on the internet a day. Way too long. Shouldn't do that. Ought to be there an hour or 2 hours at the most. Unfortunately, to read a number of newspapers, to stay up on the news, to talk to you on the weekends, to write my weekly column, I don't have access to the dailies that used to be flown in my driveway. I used to get the New York Times in my driveway. They don't deliver it anymore. I used to get a number of papers thrown in my driveway. They don't deliver them anymore. You got to get it off the internet, pay for it. I understand that. Or you can get it through the mail. I'd love to get the Washington Post. There was a newsstand close to where I live where I could go down and get the Washington Post, see what's going on in Washington, D.C. Well, that don't do that anymore. I can go on there, and I do so. They give it to you for free, quite frankly. It's a pretty good deal if you want to see the national news. The New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, you have to subscribe to those papers, and they give you like 10 hits a month that you get for free. Then you either have to pay or you don't get it. But there are a number of papers like the Washington Post you can get for free, and I enjoy doing so. I go to those sites every day just to stay attuned as to what's happening around the rest of the country. My point I'm making is, though, that I miss the holiday times when there was no competition, there was no ball games on television to divert you. You were there with your family, and you just got to know and make the best of your family. Well, if those days are gone, I'm still going to try to relive that. Hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving wherever you happen to be. I saw an article that came out about the least likely to have a miserable Thanksgiving. Where in the country? And what they did, they went in and looked at a whole number of habits in a particular state. Your favorite football team, whether they're winning or losing, your drinking habits, did you argue about politics, did you really go and make a good homemade dinner, what was the incidence of food poisoning in your state? They went through all these crazy factors that are ridiculous, quite frankly, and they came up with the happiest states and the most miserable states over Thanksgiving. The happiest states were Hawaii was there at the top. Number one was Hawaii. Number two was New Mexico. You folks up in Arkansas, we've got a lot of listeners up there, Fordyce, Arkansas, KQEW, 1002.3 AM. You'll be happy to hear that Arkansas was number three in the list of the happiest states. Out in Utah, Delta, Utah, a lot of listeners out there, KNAK, 540 AM. You folks out there were the fourth happiest state. The fifth is New Jersey. So all you listeners in the state of New Jersey, up in Atlantic City, throughout the whole state, got some big listenerships up there, WVNJ in New Jersey, and also WNJ in Atlantic City. All you folks up there, you were fifth in the list of the happiest states. The most miserable states, when you went to all the factors about arguing over politics and bad football teams and food poisoning and all these crazy things they put in the cycle, were the most miserable was number one Ohio, number two Iowa, three Pennsylvania, four Arizona, five Wisconsin. So that was where you were most miserable on Thanksgiving. I hope individually you weren't, but that's how it kind of went to be right there. So, and by the way, I saw where somebody in New Mexico said, hey, we're glad we're so happy. We eat for our Thanksgiving meals, feature red chili on the turkey and green chili on the apple pie. That's what they eat in New Mexico. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, freshen up your coffee. We'll be right back to make some more Common Sense.
listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a one-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a six-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a three-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, I'm I've got some sad news for you. It makes me sad. Budweiser, the beer, probably is the biggest beer manufacturer, big beer producer in the country, announced they're not going to run that wonderful Budweiser commercial with the Clydesdales. Remember seeing that every Christmas? You see the Clydesdales running through the snow, those magnificent animals. It shows strength. It's Americana. It's just a wonderful depiction of out in the country, the Clydesdales are coming through the snow with the with their sleigh, and they come up to the farmhouse, and the smoke's coming out of the chimney. I love those commercials. I look forward to them every year. You know, I spent my early years in St. Louis, graduated from high school up in St. Louis, Missouri, where Busch Brewery is located. You know, the Busch Stadium up there for the St. Louis Cardinals. I think at one time they owned the Cardinals. I don't know if they still do or not. But Budweiser and Busch was the premier name in St. Louis, the wealthy, biggest company up there in St. Louis. And we all would go out and see those Clydesdales. They raised them there out in St. Louis County. And it was a big, big deal to see the Clydesdales. They were in all the local parades. Magnificent animals. I love those Clydesdales. Well, for whatever reason, I think that the marketeers that are telling Budweiser, spending your advertising dollars, look, to get to those young people, they're not hung up on Clydesdales anymore. You got to get more hip in your advertising. That's the market we're trying to get to, so the Clydesdales just don't work. I'm sure they ran some kind of poll in their opinion and said the Clydesdales just aren't working out. I'm really sorry about that because I love those horses. I love the advertising. Love to see them in the parades. We have them, you know, we have a lot of parades down where I live in Louisiana, whether it be Mardi Gras, whether it be a variety of huge festivals. You know, they get hundreds of thousands of people to come to the Crowley Rice Festival and the Rain Frog Festival and the Pecan Festival up in a little area called Colfax, Grant Parish, up in northeast Louisiana. I could go on and on and on with you. And often the Natchitoches Christmas Parade had the Clydesdales come down there one year. What a treat to see those magnificent animals riding in the parade. Well, we're not going to see them on television this year for Christmas. I don't know if they rode in the Thanksgiving parade up in New York City this week. I've seen them before. I didn't get any chance to go to the parade up that way, but we're not going to have the Clydesdales anymore. I spent my Thanksgiving in New York this week. You know, I broadcast from down in Louisiana, New Orleans, Baton Rouge. This year, my family and I spent our Thanksgiving up in New York, where I have a lot of family. I've got daughters, and I've got nieces and nephews and grandkids, and so we all gathered up there, went to a wonderful restaurant down on the lower Manhattan. You've all heard of Greenwich Village. Well, Greenwich Street is a street that has a number of marvelous restaurants. Italian restaurant called P.J. Carlton's. It was closed on Thanksgiving, but we had such a big gang that they opened it all up for us. We had a wonderful meal, had turkey, but also had Italian trimmings in terms of pastas and sausages and quail and eggplant. They do a marvelous job of fixing eggplant over pasta. Really an exceptional meal up that way. All our family had a wonderful time, and we enjoyed doing so. So anyway, wherever you did, I hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving. But again, for Christmas, I just wanted to point out that Budweiser will not be out there with his Clydesdales this particular year. Here's an interesting story. You folks out in San Francisco listening to us, this guy is washing the windows of a high building. He's 100 feet on the 11th floor as a window washer. He slips and he falls 11 stories, more than 100 feet in downtown San Francisco over this past weekend. Well, he would hit that concrete and died immediately. A slow-moving Toyota Camry is coming along. It happens to have a rubber top because I think the driver of the car was an outdoorsman, and so it had a big foam rubber top. He hits that Toyota. It was within a second or two of just being the perfect location for him to fall on that Toyota. And although he's in critical condition, broke some bones, he's still stable, and he's going to make it after the fall. And so a marvelous story. What luck to be able to fall like that. Good news story. Here's another story. We've had so many tragedies involving young people and guns. 12-year-old boy. This is in Cleveland, Ohio. We have a lot of listeners in the Ohio area. There, a 12-year-old boy was killed on Sunday by a police officer. The officer shot him outside a recreation center where he reached for a weapon that turned out to be a fake pistol. The kid did. The boy, he was shot in the torso, in his stomach. at a park there in Cleveland. Witnesses reported that he was waving a gun around and pointing it at people. Two police officers responded to the scene and ordered the boy to raise his hands, but according to the police report, he refused and he reached for a gun in his waistband. Well, officers shot him. It was a tragedy because he was a young person, 12-year-old boy. I don't know if he had some mental problems, what the situation is. I'm sure we'll find out more about it. But according to the police report, they called out twice, put the gun down, but it was a fake gun, and the young man was killed. The misunderstandings, look, you're going to have that kind of thing happen. And yes, in some parts of the country, you find young people that overrespond, and there is some real bitterness, both racial and otherwise, in this country today because of what happened in Ferguson. And there are other parts of the country that have similar episodes. I guess as parents, though, that you should talk to your kids or your grandkids, your family members, say, look, it's a no-win situation. If there's a misunderstanding, then you can work it out over some time, but don't reach for a pistol or threaten or try to take on the situation when you got a police officer that's got a gun. Just back off, back away. If you have been wronged in some way, you can deal with that with your family. You can make a complaint. You can get a lawyer. You can do any number of things. But don't raise the tensions where there are some misunderstandings and people on either side of the situation of this dispute react within a quick second. You know, they've got a half a second and they think their life's on the line. It was a terrible tragedy, a real mistake. Young man should not have been shot. But he put himself into a difficult decision when he's waving the fake gun around. The police officer doesn't know that. And so use some common sense in talking to your kids and your grandkids and nieces and nephews. Say, look, even if you are 100% right about the situation, back off and you'll get your day in court. You'll get your chance to complain. You'll have a chance to lay out your side of the story. And you, if you feel like you should be compensated in some way or you want to get your piece of revenge, we'll do so within the purview of the law. Because even though you may not be happy about what happened in the situation, you're going to be alive to deal with it in the months and years to come. Seems like that's just good common sense that we all should use. And those of us, you know, most of you folks listening to this show, look, it's on the weekend. You're listening to the show because you want some information. You're not listening to rock music. You're not tuning in to football games. If you're listening to me, then I'm talking to the choir. You understand that. I think we all understand that. What I would urge you to do is use your wisdom and knowledge to convey that to a young person that, look, you're going to get in some difficult situations and you may feel like you're in the right and the other person is in the wrong. But it's a no-win game if you overreact or they overreact. You can work it out by calming down and getting it worked out in the future. Don't do something dumb like pulling a gun, even though it's a fake gun. It's just what a terrible situation for the loss of that young man's life. Hey, I'm Jim Brown. My website's www.jimbrownusa.com.
Common sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S., each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, we talk about energy. This country needs energy, and with it comes some problems that seem to be constantly in the news, particularly out of Congress. This Keystone Pipeline, it's this pipeline coming from Canada down to the U.S., very controversial. Two sides seem to be very much dug in. Those who are for it say it's going to be a huge increase in energy coming into this country, something we need for economic development, going to create thousands of jobs. And I had the RUS Senate, Senator Mary Landrieu, on the floor of the Senate here a week or two ago, saying millions of jobs is the word she used. Those on the other side say it's going to be an environmental disaster, that we need to use much caution and we shouldn't be building this pipeline. And I don't know. I'm in the middle of it all. I'm in an energy state, but I want a safe environment. And so I want to get a little insight into this whole pipeline situation. Bill O'Keefe is joining me. He's the CEO of the Marshall Institute and president of Solutions Consulting, and he's got an extensive energy background dealing with the U.S. Energy Association and a number of institutes, American Petroleum Institute, where he can put a lot of this in perspective for us. Bill, welcome to the Common Sense Show. Glad you joined us today.
Well, thank you very much, Jim, for having me on your program. It's a
topic,
very important
Bill,
issue.
And Yep. Now, the average person out there just, they want to be able to go fill up their car with gas, and they want to be able to turn the lights on and the heat. But they also want to have a safe environment. You know, they don't want to have a lot of pollution out there, but they're confused and don't understand it. And this was a real hot subject in the Congress where it was debated, the key issue here just 2 weeks ago in terms of whether or not the Keystone Pipeline should be built. Tell us, if you will, tell my listeners, kind of talk us through what is the Keystone Pipeline and why is it so vital to the economic interests of the U.S.?
The Keystone Pipeline is a project that would bring oil from Canada to the Gulf Coast of the United States. Unfortunately, there's been a lot of misinformation concerning it, and I call it policymaking by illusions. For example, it is not a question of whether the pipeline will be built or not. Most of the pipeline has already been built. The real issue now is the president has not decided on approval for a permit to build a pipeline to come across the Canadian border. The pipeline by itself would be over 3,000, the network would be over 3,000 miles long. What's in question is building the 1,200 miles to bring it down from Canada through a number of states, Montana, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma, to connect the network up.
Here's but, Bill, go ahead, I'll let you finish. I got a lot of questions to my point. Go ahead.
This oil has high sulfur, which is compatible with U.S. refineries in the Gulf Coast. So here's a way to think about it for your listeners. We can bring oil down from Canada, our largest trading partner, a neighbor, a friend, a democracy, and offset imports from Venezuela, which is run by a dictator. The oil is the same. It's where you get it from. And producing more oil in this country has enabled the world price to go down, and that is a major reason why gasoline prices are falling.
Okay, and I agree with you. I see what you're saying. Now, I want to put it all in perspective. We're bringing in thousands of barrels of what is called tar sands oil into this country right now anyway, aren't we, in refineries in Minnesota, going all the way over to Wyoming and Montana. So a lot of this oil is already being refined in the Midwest and further out west. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. It's the Canadians refer to it as oil sands. It's a very thick mixture of oil and sand-like material. It does take more energy to extract it, and that's what the environmentalists object to. But we're getting several hundred thousand barrels a day. It is coming by rail into this country. And you might remember that a little over a year ago, there was a train accident where a train exploded carrying this oil. The oil is going to get produced. The oil is going to get moved. The question is, does it get it moved into an environmentally safe way, or does it get moved a riskier way? If it doesn't come into this country through Canada, through the pipeline, Canada will export it to China. It'll go by tanker. I don't think anyone believes that Chinese refineries and Chinese cars are as environmentally safe and efficient as ours are.
Well, Bill, let me ask you this. Why doesn't Canada build its own refineries? Why do they want to import it in to be refined in the U.S.? Why aren't they, is it so expensive in this day and age to build a refinery that they'd rather use our refineries? Or why aren't they keeping this up in Canada to begin with?
Well, the energy market is a global market. Saudi Arabia produces a lot of oil. We import it. They're not the leading source of imports in this country. It's a global market, and the oil, it doesn't make any difference. If it was refined in Canada, they would sell gasoline or export gasoline. It's just simply a matter that we have tremendous refinery capacity on the Gulf Coast. The refineries were built to deal with the kind of oil that would come out of Canada. And TransCanada, the owner, wants to build a pipeline to move it and ship it down here. It's already coming down here, several hundred thousand barrels a day. The issue is whether to build the part of the pipeline, one-third of the total length, that will cross an international border. And by law, that requires a State Department permit. This is all about the environmental opposition to anything dealing with fossil energy.
What about the pipeline itself? Now, I know, I remember there was a major break in the Alaskan oil pipeline coming from Prudhoe Bay on down south to here a couple of years ago. In your opinion, is there any chance of a, you know, the pipeline, as I understand it, the pipeline is not buried in much of the instance. It's above ground. Is that present a danger at all, or is it constructed well enough that you don't think that's going to happen?
Well, no means of transportation is absolutely 100% safe. There's always going to be a risk of some problem. The Alaska pipeline is a good example. It was built, an 800-mile pipeline, in the 1970s, transporting 1 million barrels of oil a day through hostile environments in Alaska with snow and ice and very low temperatures. There's been a few accidents or ruptures in the pipeline. They've been corrected because of the technology that's used to monitor the pipeline and shut off a leak if it takes place. The question is, pipelines compared to the alternative. Pipelines are safer than tankers. Pipelines are safer than rail cars. The oil is going to get moved, and it's a question of whether we move it in the safest and most environmentally protective manner possible.
Tell our listeners, we're talking to Bill O'Keefe. He's CEO of the Marshall Institute and president of Solutions Consulting, and he knows a lot about this whole oil flow of the Canadian pipeline, or of the Keystone pipeline. Bill, let me ask you this. As far as the jobs, I've heard my senator on the floor of the U.S. Senate. I saw a video clip, a YouTube clip, and she said that this new oil coming down to Texas refineries, not going to touch my state of Louisiana, is going to create not thousands but millions of new jobs. Strikes me as an exaggeration. How many jobs are going to be created out of this new pipeline, do you think?
Well,
and Bill, let me hold, Bill, can I hold your thought right there? We got to take a little pause. Again, let's do a little business right here, and we'll get back with Bill O'Keefe. Again, he's CEO and president of Solutions Consulting, very much involved in the American Petroleum Institute, knows oil and gas well, trying to get a little focus on this whole Keystone pipeline, whether it's going to be built or not, and why it's such a major confrontational issue in the news today. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat. But you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
We're trying to take a little time and put our thinking cap on, our think tank, to figure out what all this Keystone Pipeline controversy is about. A hot issue in Congress a week or two ago where it was debated by one vote. They couldn't cut off debate in the Senate, and so it's going to wait till the first of the year when Republicans take control of the Senate. Probably going to be passed at that point in time, overriding the president's opposition. My guest is Bill O'Keefe. He is the CEO of the Marshall Institute, president of Solutions Consulting. He has been involved in a variety of organizations involving petroleum and understands our energy situation well. Bill, why? I want you to talk about the jobs, but since I mentioned the president, why has there been the delay? I mean, I understand that you want to do some environmental studies and there's a lot of questions need to be asked, but I would think in 6 months, year at the most, that could be determined. But why has there been such delays on the part of the president in making a decision one way or other, do you think? Is it politics, or what's your view as to why there's been such a long delay?
It is 100% politics. You're right. This review, the environmental impact statement, the State Department review could have been done in a year. This has been going on for 6 years, and every time the State Department has completed its study, it is concluded that the environmental impact will be negligible, the economic benefits will be substantial, and the environmental zealots who support the president object, and he tells the State Department to go back and do another study. There is no doubt that this has economic benefits to the U.S. The trans-Canadian company that will be building the remaining segments is going to spend several billion dollars. You can't spend several billion dollars without creating jobs. You create jobs to produce more steel for earth-moving equipment. I like to tell people if you drive down an interstate where they're doing some road work and you look at a 10-mile section, how many people, Department of Transportation and contractors, are in a 10-mile sector? It may be 20 or 30 or 40. The president says this will only create 39 jobs. It is an insult to our intelligence. It's going to create the jobs in construction. Those are direct jobs, to build the pipeline, to make the steel, to put it in place, the technology to monitor the oil going through. And then there are the indirect jobs. As those new jobs are created, as work's being done, businesses in the communities will have increased economic benefits coming to them. They will hire people. The exact number is anybody's guess, but most of the studies suggest that during the course of the construction, it would be around 100,000 or more jobs. And at a time where we're struggling to find good-paying jobs, 100,000 good-paying jobs is not something to let go by.
Well, let's go back to that next question, that first question I asked you before, though. I understand that there, anytime you construct something, if you build a new football stadium, for the Kansas City Chiefs, there's going to be thousands of jobs that will go into that stadium. But once the project's done, then you want to know what the bottom line is. So when they're talking about millions of jobs, the State Department study, that 11-volume State Department study, so I read, talks about 35 permanent jobs that would be created. So who's right? Is it 35 or is it millions?
Well, we're talking about apples and oranges. It's during the construction.
No, but I know, but it's constructed. I understand the construction. Anything you can, when we built the Superdome, there were thousands and thousands of jobs, but it's the pipeline's over and done. So for years and years to come, how many permanent jobs are we talking about?
I would estimate under 100.
Right.
The number of permanent jobs, because once you have it constructed, you have people to repair it and monitor it, to sit in control rooms. So the number of 39 to 50 for permanent jobs on a long-term basis does not strike me as unreasonable. But to say it will only create 39 or 50 jobs or less than 100 is very misleading, because it's not going to be built and completed instantaneously. It's going to take several years. And during that period of time, there'll be $3 billion or more dollars coming into the U.S. economy, and there'll be jobs created to do that work.
Now, Bill, what's going to happen to all of this oil coming in right now? You've got this tar sands oil coming in by as you said, rail car. It is refined in refineries outside of Minneapolis. I think the Koch brothers have a large refinery up there. And then it comes all across to Wyoming and Montana. You've got a number of refineries across the north. What will happen to those refineries if the pipeline takes all that tar sand down to the Gulf Coast?
Well, the oil, it's not going to take 100% of that oil. As I indicated earlier, two-thirds of the Keystone network is already built. The oil is coming into that network presently by rail. Instead of that, it'll come to the network by a pipeline, which is cheaper and more efficient and more safe. We're going to have an abundance of oil coming in here. Canada is the leading source of our imports of oil. That's good trade. It's a good trade policy. We import their oil. They buy our products. We are able to refine products into gasoline, jet fuel, heating oil. And we can also, because of the increased production in the United States, we can send products overseas. We impact the world market for crude oil, resulting in lower prices. If the price of crude oil goes down, the price of gasoline and the products that American citizens use will be lower.
Let me ask you this. I saw, I think, in the Wall Street Journal here either yesterday or today, maybe the New York Times had a big story about what was happening up in North Dakota, to where there's, how much North Dakota now has blossomed because of all the oil production. What happens to that oil? Where do you refine all that oil up in North Dakota?
Well, the oil in North Dakota, I didn't read the article you're referring to, but that is the from shale oil. It goes into our overall U.S. production. And North Dakota is a good example. They have the lowest unemployment rate in the country. They have an abundance of good-paying jobs. Their economy has blossomed and bloomed because of technology and being able to get this hard-to-get oil called shale oil. It goes to refineries. We consume it. We are now exporting products like gasoline and diesel to other countries because we have an abundance. It's just the same as when we produce corn. We produce more corn than we consume, and we help feed other people and other nations. That's the way a free trade world economy should work.
Okay, but are there refineries in North Dakota, or where does that when the shale oil comes out of the ground, where does it go to?
Well, it goes to the closest refinery that was built to handle it. In this country, we have over 140 refineries. The largest refineries are in the Gulf Coast area, but as you mentioned, there are refineries in Wyoming. There are refineries in Ohio, and in throughout the Midwest. So the oil, the owners of the refineries go out and buy oil to turn it into their products. The producers of the oil look for the best places to sell their oil.
I got you. Well, listen, Bill, you put in good perspective. Like I say, we're novices here trying to understand the issue, and I appreciate the information you gave. I've been talking to Bill O'Keefe. He's CEO of Marshall Institute, president of Solutions Consulting, knows a lot about petroleum. And, Bill, we're sure glad to have you on the show today. Have a nice Thanksgiving weekend. Hopefully we can talk again in the future.
The same to you, and your listeners ought to check marshall.org for information on energy, climate, and other important issues.
We'll put that on our website, marshall.org. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Okay. Interesting guy trying to talk about all the oil. And he's an oil guy. You know, he's from an oil background. And he's talking, and you know, I don't dispute what he says. I do think maybe he minimized some of the environmental problems that come up and some of the economic problems, too, in terms of all that wealth. Maybe we can talk about it again. We'll have a chance to talk about it again. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. Our website, www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for a regular weekly newsletter. I write a column every single week on some important issue we talk about here on this show. You'll get that column. You'll have some fun and see a lot of interesting things. So go to that website again at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, we're going to take a break right now. We'll be right back after the news.
Jim Brown's Common Sense. Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980. 1980-